赎罪祭啊。
And now we'll look at the method of offering.
啊，这里讲到要将啊，牲畜带到会幕门口啊。
And here says that the animal is to be brought to the door of the tent of meeting.
当然，这个牲畜啊，就必须没有残疾的啊。
And this animal should be without blemish.
啊，表示因为神，耶稣基督是完全呐
Because Jesus Christ is perfect.
啊，这个牲畜要带到会幕门口，也表示啊，只有主耶稣基督能够有赦罪的权柄，能够赦免我们的罪啊。
And the animal is to be brought to the door of the tent of meeting means that only Jesus Christ has the power and authority to cleanse our sins.
啊，那献祭的人呐、啊，必须要按手在牲畜的头上，亲手杀了它啊。
And the person making the offering should lay hand upon the head of the animal and kill the animal.
啊，这个按手的道理我们呢、啊、在献燔祭的时候就讲过了啊。
And this teaching about laying hands, we have already talked about it in the burnt offering.
表示在神的面前认罪悔改，承认我们是该死的人。
That means to repent before God and admit that we are to be. We have to die.
啊，这个牲畜啊，已经承担了我一切的罪，我的罪归在他身上啊，他杀了，流血替我死了。
However, this animal has been killed and shed blood, so he has replaced our sins.
然后祭司、啊、要把这个牲畜的血带进会幕门口啊，用指头啊啊沾这个血，对着。圣所的幔子啊，要弹七次啊，弹七次。
And some of the blood should be brought into the tent of meeting, and the priest should use his finger to dip in the blood and sprinkle it in front of the veil of the sanctuary.
啊，这个幔子啊，预表耶稣的身体。
And this veil symbolizes the body of Christ.
啊，这个看希伯来书第十章。
And we can read Hebrews chapter 10.
十九节二十节
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19 and 20
希伯来书第十章十九节二十节
Hebrews chapter 20 verse 19 and 20
弟兄们，我们既然因为耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这个幔子就是神的身体哦，所以啊，这个杀了牲畜之后呢，祭司就带着这个血入会幕，把这个血弹在幔子上面七次啊。
So once the animal is killed, the priest shall bring this blood and dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle it seven times in front of the veil.
也就是、啊、靠着耶稣基督啊，他为我们打破了身体。
And that is, Jesus Christ has broken his body for us.
当耶稣被钉十字架的时候
When Jesus was crucified,
他说成了
He said it's finished.
圣经记载，这个圣所到至圣所之间的这个幔子啊，就从上头啊，一直裂开到下面来，从上到下裂开了，幔子裂开了。
And this veil in the most holy place, from top to bottom, is split into half.
本来这个至圣所与圣所之间有幔子隔离，这个除了大祭司一年一次带着这个血为自己赎罪，然后才能够进到至圣所里面为百姓赎罪。
Between the holy place and the holy of the holies, there was this veil, and every time the priest went to go in, he has to cleanse himself before he get in there.
借着耶稣基督在十字架上的死
and through Christ, who crucified for us,
打破了他的身体
and broken his body for us,
流出了他的宝血
and shed his precious blood.
这个布幔预表耶稣的身体为我们啊，这个死去的，被扎了，破掉了。
And this veil that symbolizes Christ's body has broken into half for us.
啊，耶稣的宝血就为我们开了一条 赦罪的泉源，是又新又活的道路，把我们可以直接来到神面前。
And this precious blood of Jesus has opened a new road for us so that we can come before God face to face.
以前百姓啊，献祭啊，必须要经过祭司。
When the common people wanted to offer sacrifices, they have to do it through the priest.
并且借着大祭司一年一次进到至圣所里面。
And once it,
会众赎罪。
And only once a year, the high priest can go into this Holy of Holies to pray for the sins of the common people.
那幔子已经裂开，圣所跟至圣所已经啊打通了。
And this veil has been broken, so the Holy of Holies and the Holy Place, now they are connected.
也指着我们可以直接来到神面前。
That means we can come before God directly.
可以直接对神啊来认罪悔改。
And we can repent for our sins directly.
哎，是这里呀、对着圣所的幔子弹血七次。
So here it says that they sprinkled the blood seven times in front of the veil.
表示靠着主耶稣十字架的救恩。
That is through the salvation of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
靠着耶稣基督宝血的功效。
And through the effectiveness of the precious blood of Jesus.
这弹血七次啊，代表我们在神面前完全的认罪悔改。
And sprinkling the blood for seven times means we completely repent before God.
七是一个完全数。
Seven is a complete number.
所以弹血七次呢，表示在神面前承认我们一切的错，毫无保留的一切的错，在神面前完全承认，求主完全赦免。
So sprinkling it for seven times means that we repent completely, we acknowledge all our sins completely, and then we are forgiven completely.
也许我们有很多错，但是我留这样，这个我还不要，不愿放弃。
Maybe we have many sins and we are unwilling to acknowledge some of them.
我比如说某某人得罪我，哇，我伤害太深了，这个恨太深了，我现在还不能赦免他。
For example, somebody had hurt you so deeply that you are so unwilling to forgive him.
没有为自己罪完全认罪啊，把一切的罪完全承认，求主完全赦免，没有。
In this way, you have not acknowledged your sin completely and repent completely, and this is wrong.
或者是哦，我们还放纵肉体的情欲，哎，我还喜欢呢 这个神不喜欢的，不。要我们不可做的事情，但是我喜欢，哎，这个你还一直贪爱，不愿意为这种事、这件事来认罪悔改。
Or we go according to our flesh desires and do whatever we like to do, even though it's not pleasing to God, and we are unwilling to repent for all the sins.
是这个指着弹血七次，就是叫我们呐、要完全的认错，也就是承认我们在神面前一切的。错啊，一切的啊过患要完全承认啊。
So sprinkling it for seven times means that you completely acknowledge your sins and you completely repent all your sins before God.
不可有所保留的。
And you cannot leave any sins behind you.
要彻底的认罪悔改啊。
And you have to completely repent.
那第四节本把指的又要把血抹在香坛的四个角上面。
And you also have, he also have to put some blood on the horns of the altar of fragrant incense.
香坛啊，这表示我们的祷告了，祷告的地方。
And the altar of fragrant incense means the place that we pray.
这个我们看启示录第八章。
This we can read Revelation chapter 8.
第三节、第四节。
Revelation chapter 8, verse 3 to 4.
启示录第八章第三节第四节。
Revelations 8 verse 3 to 4。
这里有提到另外有一位天使拿着金香坛香炉来站在祭坛旁边，有许多香是给他，要他和众圣徒的祈祷一同献在宝座前的金坛上面。 那香的烟和众圣徒的祈祷从天上的从天使的手中一同升到神的面前。哦，是这个金坛呐、啊，金坛香，这个香坛，香坛上面有金香炉。
So on this altar, there's a golden censer.
啊，这个金香炉呢，所烧的这个香，代表着信徒的圣徒的祷告。
And this golden censer, which where the incense are offered, are the prayers of all the saints.
啊，这个香炉的香啊，啊，那个香烟袅袅上升，这个香气达到神面前。
And the aroma that's produced by this incense is going upwards until it reached to God.
代表着我们一位圣徒的祷告啊，如同这香烟呐、啊，袅袅上升，哎，是圣洁的，哎，是馨香的，达到神面前，神悦纳我们的祷告。
And this represents the prayer of all saints that reach God, which is holy and full of aroma.
啊，但是这个血啊，这个血要抹在啊这个香坛的四个角。
And this blood is to be put on the horns of the altar.
就代表示啊，我们呀、啊、靠着主耶稣的宝血，要多方的祷告祈求。
That is through the precious blood of Jesus we should pray always.
我们看这个以弗所书第六章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
十八节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18.
十八节十九节。
Verse 18 and 19.
靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求。并要在此警醒不倦，为着众圣徒祈求，也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。我们的祷告是靠着圣灵啊，多方祷告祈求。
Our prayers should rely on the Holy Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests.
不单为自己的需要。
Not only for our own needs.
为自己的肉体上的需要，灵性上的需要。
Our physical needs, our spiritual needs.
为了我们的过患，求主赦免。
Our mistakes and forgiveness from God.
为了我们的蒙恩，向神感谢。
Our blessings and give grace to God.
我们还要为教会祷告。
And we should also pray for the church.
为众圣徒祷告。
Pray for all members.
甚至为国家祷告。
Pray for the nation.
为每一位还没有信主的人祷告。
Pray for those who still have not believed in Jesus.
保罗还要求圣徒为他祷告。
Paul also asked the believers to pray for him.
让他得着口才能力，能够把福音的奥秘阐明传开来。
So that words may be given to him so that he will fiercely make known the mystery of the gospel.
啊，这是血要抹在香坛的四角的啊，这个教训啊。
And that is the teaching of the blood being put on the four corners, four horns of the altar.
再来就是把这个血倒在祭坛的脚下。
And the remaining blood should be put out at the base of the altar.
这个表示啊，在主耶稣这个十字架上，我们能够谦卑认罪，求主啊来宽宥我们啊。
That is means that on the cross of Jesus, we can humbly pray and repent for the salvation of God.
这个把血倒在祭台下，也保血就是指着生命，也表示在神面前，主啊，我愿意把我的一切，我的生命全是倾泻在你的救恩之下。
This blood also symbolizes life. That means that we pour the blood, that's to pour all our life under the cross of Jesus, under His salvation.
不但求主耶稣的宝血赦免我们，我们也愿意。 赦免我们一切罪，我们也愿意为主耶稣而活，把我们的生命啊倾泻下去了。
Not only the blood of Jesus has cleansed away all our sins, but we are also willing to pour out our life, that it means to serve the Lord with all our heart.
啊，再来呢，就是要把这个脂油和腰子啊，现在啊，这个坛上。
Then all the fat and the two kidneys are to be burned upon the altar.
啊，腰子就是我们能力的所在啊。
And the kidneys are the source of our strength.
啊，这个跟这个平安祭啊的意义相同了哈。
And it has a similar meaning of the fellowship offering.
那那赎罪祭献给神的只是脂油跟腰子。
And in the sin offering, we only burn fat and kidneys.
其余的都要搬到营外烧掉。
The rest shall be brought outside the camp and burned.
哎，就是将祭牲的皮
，That is the skin，
肉
，flesh，
头
，head，
腿
，legs，
脏腑
，entrails，
粪
，dung，
哎，都要搬到营外去烧掉。
They are to be brought outside of the camp and burned.
哎，我们讲过了，皮指着我们的外表、面子问题、我们的自义、我们的虚荣。
Skin means our outer appearance, our self-righteousness, and our outer appearance.
肉指着人的这个血气、情欲。
Flesh means our flesh desires.
啊，头呢，这表示一个人呐 好居首、好为首、自高的意思。
Head means self-arrogance, that we think highly of ourselves.
啊，这个腿啊，代表着犯罪的腿，脚啦，就是我们的行为啦。
And legs means the evil deeds that we do.
脏腑啊，就是我们的心思意念呐。
The entrails.
邪恶的心思意念呐。
The entrails are the evil minds that we and thoughts that we have.
啊，粪当然就是臭气啦，表示一切淫靡的邪恶啦。
And the dung means all the evil things in our speech.
啊，都要拿到营外把它烧掉。
We have to bring them outside of the camp and burn them.
啊，所以我们一个献赎罪祭的人。
So a person who is making a sin offering.
除了把脂油啊、腰子啊献给神之外。
Besides offering the fat and the two kidneys.
啊，其他这些啊。我们要完全烧在营外。
All the rest, we should burn them outside the camp.
啊，一点也不能存留在心中或在教会里面。
We should not have any of those in our heart or in the church.
啊，都要送到营外把它烧掉了。
They should be brought outside the camp and burned.
这些一切不要再存留在心里面。
All this should not be in your heart.
就好像主耶稣洁净教会，教会里面不要存着罪恶污秽。
Just like Jesus cleansed the church, and he doesn't want any evil or impurity in the church.
教会必须要圣洁，神才会同在。
Only when the church is holy, then God will work with the church.
啊，这个看《申命记》二十三章啊。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 20.
二十三章的第九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 9.
啊，到十四节。
Verse 9 to 14.
啊，你把它念好了啊。申命记二十三章。
Deuteronomy chapter 23.
啊，第九节。
Verse 9.
啊，到十四节。
To verse 14. When you are encamped against your enemies, keep away from everything impure. If one of your men is unclean because of nocturnal emission, he is to go outside the camp and stay there. But as evening approaches, he is to wash himself, and at sunset he may return to the camp. Designate a place outside the camp where you can go to relieve yourself. As part of your equipment, have something to dig with. And when you relieve yourself, dig a hole and cover up your excrement. For the Lord your God moves about in your camp to protect you and deliver your enemies to you. Your camp must be holy so that he will not see among you anything indecent and turn away from you.
我们先数数去把要把一切这一切不好的我们要全部的拿到营外把它烧掉啊。
When you make a sin offering, you should bring all these unclean things outside the camp and burn them.
不管在我们的心中，我们的教会里面。
Whether it be in our hearts or in the church.
不要存着皮啊，就是这个外表面子啦，自意虚荣啦，不要再存有人的血气啦，情欲啦，不要有人呐 好高啊。这个好为首啦，不要有犯罪行为啦，不要有一些邪恶的心思意念啦，甚至一切阴影的邪恶，我们要全部把它除干净，那神才会与我们同在啊。
So all this outer appearance, all this self-righteousness, all this flesh desires and being arrogant, also the evil deeds and the evil desires, also the evil speech, you should all cast outside the camp and burn them.
所以我们刚才读的十四节里面呢，讲到如果我们的营能够圣洁，那神就会与我们同在，把仇敌交在我们手中，我们就有得胜的生活。
So, like we read in verse 14, for the Lord your God moves about in your camp to protect you and to deliver your enemies to you.
这是数罪记啊所给我们的一些教训。
And that is the teachings of the sin offering.
那我看呢，我很快把这个数千记啊再讲过啊。
And I'll quickly go through the guilt offering.
这个数千记什么？数千记跟数罪记怎么去分别呢
？How can we differentiate between the sin offering and the guilt offering？
这个千当然意思啊，就是指着这个小罪的、小过犯的
Of course, the guilt offering refers to the small sins。
那小过犯也是罪。
But the small sins still is a sin。
所以我们信徒常常讲我大罪不犯但是小罪不断
So some believers say I never commit any big sins but I always commit small sins
我们当然不可以因为小罪而就认为无所谓不要紧
But we should not think that because it's a small sin so it's okay to commit it
是小罪也是罪啊
Because a small sin is still a sin
所以数千计啊也是要数我们一切的罪千啊
So the guilt offering is to offer an offering for all our sins.
所以数千计也是数罪计的，只是比较小的罪。
It's still like the sin offering, but only smaller sins.
所以这个献数罪计的祭物啊，可以用母牛啊、母羊、羊羔、山羊，或是两只斑鸠、雏鸽，或是细嫩的。以法的十分之一这里面讲的就是我们每一个人都可以做到的不要因为小罪而就不胜数罪祭大罪不可以犯你没有能力胜数罪祭你更不可以随便犯那也不可以因为小罪而就常常去犯小罪神还是让每一个人都有能力来献上的也就是每个人都要把我们心中的一点点小罪也要把它除干净你都可以做得到的
So all these sacrificial articles that like a female from the flock, a lamb or a goat are small things that we are able to offer to God. So if we commit a small sin, we can do so. And if you do not have the ability to offer big offerings like a bull or a goat, then you are not qualified to commit a great sin because you do not have the ability to offer the sin offering.
所以这个数千计的祭物就比数罪祭的这个祭物比较轻省一点的
So, what you have to pay for the guilt offerings is a smaller amount than the sin offering.
你没有能力献母羊、羊羔、山羊的，你可以献斑鸠、雏鸽。
And if you do not have the ability to offer a sin offering from the flock, a lamb or a goat, then you can offer pigeons or turtle doves.
再怎么穷呢，你可以献啊细面以法的十分之一，就是啊一鹅没有耳，就是人一天的食量了哈。
And if you are really so poor that you cannot offer any of the animals, you can offer a tenth of the ephah of fine flour.
你如果真正要认罪，你就是啊、一无所有，最起码你一天的生活，这个一天的食量，你可以即使祷告，也可以把这个属千计献给神呢、啊。
And a tenth
of 也就是每一个人都可以做到的啊。
And a tenth of an ephah of a fine flour only costs you about one day of living, so you can fast for that day and pray for repentance.
哪些罪啊？是属千啊属千计的罪。
And what are the sins for guilt offerings?
这里有提到啊，逆事不报。
That is not speaking up when it's a position. There's in a position to testify.
这个我们可能要解释一下啊。
We have to explain about this.
我们看第五章第一节。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 5, verse 1.
这里说，若有人听见发誓的声音，他本是见证，却不把所看见的、所知道的说出来，这就是他的罪，他要承担他的罪孽。什么叫做发誓的声音
？What does it mean, public church?
这个啊。发誓的声音啊，也就是指着在法庭这个法官审判啊这个罪人的时候，他做假见证，他随便乱讲了、不把真实讲出来。但是你听见的人，你是见证，你却不把所看见所知道的讲出来，你等于啊袒护罪恶。那你就要承担他的罪了。
So this public church refers to when a person is in court and a person testifies false testimonies for this court, and if you know that this person is telling a lie and you do not speak out, that means you have committed this sin.
所以我们不要啊袒护罪恶啊，这也是最好，这不是你犯的，但是你知道，你看见，你却。你是一个见证人，你却不把事实讲出来。
So even though you yourself have not committed sin, but if you know this sin and you do not speak up, then you have a part in this sin.
这等于啊，姑息罪恶，袒护罪恶。
That means you are covering up for this sin and you are part of this sin.
所以啊，你就要承担呐、这个罪。
Then you have to bear consequences for this sin.
因为你知道你不讲
，because you know about it and you do not speak up。
所以有时候我们看到弟兄姐妹的软弱
，so sometimes we see the weakness of brothers and sisters。
我们不要怕得罪人，知道不讲，这那是我们的罪啊。
We should not be afraid to offend them, because if we do not speak up, then we are committing a sin。
当然了，主耶稣说，你看见弟兄得罪你，你要趁着他一个人的时候，指出他的罪来。
Of course, when I mean pointing out his mistakes, you should speak with him privately.
这是出于爱的劝勉。
Because that's encouragement out of love.
为了挽回他。
And the purpose is to bring him back to Christ.
我们是弟兄姐妹，我们就应该互相扶持，互相规劝的。我看见罪恶，却不劝醒他，不是告诉他的错，那我们要承担自己的罪。
We are brothers and sisters, so that's why we should encourage one another. And if you see someone committing a sin and you do not point out, then you yourself have sinned as well.
为什么说是爱的劝勉?
Why do we say that it's an encouragement with love?
因为趁着他一个人的时候，你指出他的错来，维护他的自尊，不是把他的错误张扬出去。
Because you point out this person's mistake privately, and you do not spread out his mistake to everyone.
如果把这个弟兄的错到处去宣扬，这个人怎么样不好，怎么不好，那就不是凭着爱心讲的了。
If you go around and tell everybody about his mistakes, then you did not rebuke him out of love.
所以主耶稣说才要趁着他一个人和你一起的时候指出他的错了。
That's why Jesus said that you should point out a person's mistake privately.
啊，他如果听你的劝，那你就挽回啊啊一个信徒的信仰了。
And if he listens to you, then you have indeed saved a soul.
如果他不接受呢？
And what if he doesn't accept you?
我们就另外找一个人，也就是比较啊、他所尊重的、容易听劝的人，一起去劝勉他。
Then you should find another person who is more respectful, and you together should go and encourage this person.
如果他还是不接受呢？
And what if he still do not accept all this?
那我们就要正式告诉教会。
Then we have to officially tell the church.
由教会来处理了。
And the church will settle this matter.
他如果再不听教会的规劝。
And if he still does not listen to the church,
主耶稣说就把他当作外人了。
Then we will treat him as an outsider,
啊、
offering and is not willing to repent.
啊、那他自己就要承担他自己的罪。
That's why he is to bear his own consequences.
啊、这是一个爱的劝勉，一个程序问题。
And that's a procedure for encouragement out of love.
啊。所以我们不要啊，袒护罪恶，姑息罪恶。
So we should not cover up for the sins or be part of the sin.
你如果知道不讲，那你就要承担他的罪。
If you know a sin and you do not speak up, then you will bear the consequences.
这个听见发誓的声音，若有人听见发誓的声音，小字啊啊，我做另外解释啊。
And this public church in Chinese Bible, there's another explanation.
啊，这里说，或者若有人听见叫人发誓的声音。
That means that if anybody hears a voice of making a vow.
哎，也就是说，比如一个证人呐、啊，被招到法庭去了。
If a person is called to testify in a court,、
啊、他在法庭必须要发誓，要宣誓哦，我讲的都是事实的。
And in the court, this person has to make a vow that he's speaking the truth.
但是呢，他却不把全部的事实说出来。
But then he did not speak the whole truth.
或是弯曲的事实。
Or he may just speaking partial truth.
啊，那他自己要承担他自己的罪，你发假誓嘛。
Then he has to bear his own sins because he make a false vow.
啊。那另外再一个解释啊。
And there is another explanation.
这个发誓啊，也指着啊、咒诅了。你听见有人呢、啊、咒诅人或咒诅神。
A vow can also refers to a curse when you hear people cursing one another.、
啊、我们这个参考二十四章十一节。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 24.
利未记二十四章的十一节。
Leviticus chapter 24 verse 11。
这里提到这个以色列妇人的儿子啊，亵渎了圣名，并且咒诅啊，就有人把他送到摩西那里去。哎。
And here talk about a son of an Israelite woman blasphemed the name with a curse, so they brought him to Moses.
所以这个啊、花束的声音呢、啊，也指着啊、这个咒诅了啊，咒诅人或是咒诅神呢、啊。
So another meaning for the public charge can also refer to a curse.
啊，我们再看这个民数记五章啊。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 5.
五章的二十一节。
Numbers chapter 5 verse 21.
祭司叫。妇人啊，发咒起誓，耶和华叫他大腿消瘦啊，肚腹发胀，使你的你在你民中被人咒诅成了事宜，所以这个发誓也指着咒诅了。
So this public church also refers to the curse.
啊，所以你听到有人啊咒诅的声音，你却不讲出来。
So you hear this voice of cursing and you do not speak up.
啊，那你就要承担你的罪啦。
Then you should bear your own sins.
哎，这个我们再看箴言二十九章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 29.
24到27节。
Proverbs chapter 29, verse 24 to 27.
二十九章二十四节到二十七节。
Chapter 29, verse 24 to 27.
人与盗贼分赃啊，是恨恶自己的性命。他听见叫人发誓的声音，却不言语不讲话，惧怕人的会陷入网罗，唯有依靠耶和华的必得安稳。求王恩的人很多。但是呢，定人事的乃在耶和华，为非作歹的被义人呐、啊、争贤，行事正直的被恶人呐 争恶。那这个世上总是这样子的，一个有正义感的人一定会得罪人。
And this world is like this. A person who's righteous will always offend others.
敢凭公义讲话的人。一定啊，会使恶人啊来憎恶你。
If a person speak up for the righteousness, then the evil people will detest him.
但是你为了惧怕人，失去了你的公义，不敢呐 把正义事实讲出来。
But if you are afraid of the people and you do not speak up the truth,
那你就会陷入啊罪的网罗里面去。
Then you will fall within the sin.
啊。我们要紧的靠神，不要怕人。
The most important thing is to rely on God and not to be afraid of men.
依靠耶和华的才能够得到安稳呐。
Those who completely rely on God will have peace.
啊，求王恩的人很多了，王有权利，大家向他求恩，但是呢，定事呢是在耶和华。
A king may be powerful and you can ask mercy from a king, but who has the authority? It is God.
啊，所以有时候我们不要这个隐匿事实。
So we should not cover up the truth.
啊，使这个世上失去了公义。
And make this world lose its righteousness.
啊，所以有时候人很多人怕事。碰到事情，他是一个目击者，但是他却怕恶人，不敢站出来啊，主持正义，讲真话。
A lot of people they are so fearful that sometimes they see unjust matter happening, but they do not dare to stand up and speak the truth.
啊，这里所讲的就是这个意思。
And this is what it means here.
这也是罪。
This is also a sin.
啊，你必须要献上赎愆祭。
You have to make a guilt offering.
啊，第二这里提到接触啊这个污物了啊污秽的东西了。
Second type of guilt offering is touching an unclean thing.
那不洁净的当然就指着这个利未记十一章到十五章指着那些污秽的事情了哈。
And all these unclean things refer to the unclean things recorded in Leviticus chapter 11 to 15.
啊，不洁净的这个鸟类啦，走兽啦，或是这个有污秽的人啦，物啦，事啦。
Unclean animals, people, events, and things.
啊，你如果摸到啊，那污秽的东西，你就啊要献上赎愆祭了。
And you have.If you have touched all these unclean things, you have to make a guilt offering.
再来就是冒失发誓。
The next one is the uttering a rash oath.
这里所说的冒失发誓就是随便起誓了。
A rash oath means that you make a vow just anyhow.
对他所讲的话不过慎重，随便讲一讲。
And you're not careful with your words, you just speak without thinking.
是主耶稣啊， 也告诉我们，是就说是，不是就说不是，不要多说。
So Lord Jesus told us, if it's yes, you say yes. If it's no, you say no. Don't just stand in between.
有些人为了取信于人，就随便发誓。哎呀，我发誓给你听了，如果没有，我就会怎么样了。
And some people, because they are afraid that people won't believe them, so they will often say, "Oh, if I'm not speaking the truth, then such mishap will happen to me."
结果这个冒失发誓的人啊，这是罪啊，有时候他会受到谴责的。
And if they do not speak with careful words, then they will be punished.
我们参考一下这个四世纪啊。
Let's refer to Judges chapter 11.
四世纪十一章三十节。
Judges chapter 11 verse 30.
三十节三十一节。
Judges chapter 11 verse
30
to
31. 哦，这里提到啊，这个士师啊，这个亚夫他啊，他向耶和华许愿说，你若将亚门人交在我手中，我从亚门人那里平平安安回来的时候，无论什么人先从我家门出来迎接我，我就必归你，我必将他献上为燔祭。于是摇他往亚门人那里去与他征战，耶和华就将他们交在他手中。这个亚夫他随便发誓哎。
Jephthah, he just make a vow anyhow.
我们所说的就抓我把狼戏随便发誓以为我发了誓，什么人先，如果神帮助我得胜，什么人先出来迎接我，我就把他献在祭坛上给你。结果随便讲一讲，他想不到第一个出来迎接他是他女儿。
He made a vow that if Lord help him in this battle, and whoever came to meet him after the battle, he will offer him as a sacrifice.
冒失发。
And he did not.
冒失发誓。
And he did not think the first person who came to meet him was his own daughter.
结果罪归到自己的身上了。
And that's why he has brought this misfortune upon himself.
扫罗也是一样的，随便发誓。
The same happens to Saul. He just make a vow anyhow.
我们看这个撒母耳记上十四章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 14.
二十四节。
1 Samuel chapter 14 verse 24.
这里是提到这个扫罗带兵出去跟这个非利士人征战。
And here says that Saul brought army to fight with the Philistines.
这个时候正是战争的时刻，扫罗却随便叫百姓发誓。
And it was in the meantime of a war, and he asked the Israelites to make a vow.
他说，还不等到晚上向敌人报完仇，吃什么的必受咒诅。因此这百姓没有吃什么，就极其困惫，众民进入树林，见有蜜在地上，他们进了树林见了蜜留下来，却没有的敢用手去取蜜入口，因为他们怕那花事。约拿丹因为没有看见他父亲叫百姓起誓，所以他就伸出手中的杖，用杖头沾了蜂房里站在蜂房里，转手送入口中，眼睛就明亮了。百姓就有人对他说，你父亲曾经叫百事严严的启示说，今天吃了什么必受咒诅呢？那百姓就疲乏了。约拿单就说了
verse 29,
我父亲连累你们你看我尝了这一点蜜，眼睛就明亮了。今天百姓若能过任意出吃这个从仇敌所夺的物击杀腓力士人，岂不更多吗？你看这个扫罗随便发誓
And those souls, he just make a vow anyhow.
啊，在征战当中正是要体力的时候，却叫百姓啊要进食，
And
吃东西。
During the war, where the warriors they need a lot of strength, he forbid the warriors to eat.
如果吃到什么东西，要受咒诅。
And he said that if anyone eats anything, then he will be cursed.
这个扫罗啊，根本就啊啊冒失瓦事啊，随便讲的。
So Saul was not careful in making this off.
啊，那个时候他的儿子约拿单并没有听到啊这个扫罗叫百姓瓦事的事情。
And at that time, the son of Saul, who is Jonathan, he did not hear about this off.
是战争的时候，哇，大家都很疲惫的，结果啊，发现树林里面有蜜，哇，这个约拿单啊，就沾了蜜吃了，一吃，哇，得到体力了，眼睛明亮了。
And so Jonathan saw this honeycomb, and he eat it, and his eyes were brightened.
后来就有人告诉扫罗了，来。沾了蜜吃的东西的是你的儿子约拿单呐。
Then some soldiers told Saul that the one who has eaten was his own son, who is Jonathan.
这个时候扫罗啊没有办法，只好啊要把他儿子约拿单杀死。
And so in order to keep the vow, he was to kill Jonathan.
好在当时百姓啊为这个约拿单呐啊发誓。
But luckily, all the Israelites, they vowed for Jonathan.
说你绝对不可杀他，因为他今天我们才打胜仗啊，你怎么可以这样子？
And they say to Saul that you should not kill him. It's because of him that we have won this battle.
所以我们不要啊，冒失花式啊，随便花式。
So we should be careful in making the vows.
哎，还有就是触犯圣物了啊。
And the next type is sinning unintentionally in any of the holy things.
哎，再来就违背啊神的命令啦。
And next is doing any of things against God's command.
或者是啊行事诡诈啦。
Or deceiving one's neighbor or committing robbery.
哦，这个看一下第六章啊，利未记第六章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 6.
哎，第二节第三节。
Leviticus chapter 6 verse 2 and 3.
若有人犯罪，干犯耶和华在邻舍交给他的东西上面，或是啊在交易的事上行了诡诈，或者是抢夺人的财物，或是欺压邻舍啊，或是在捡到了这个遗失的东西上面行了诡诈啊，说谎起誓，在这一切的事上。啊，犯了什么错？啊，他既然犯了罪，有了过犯，就要归还他所抢夺的，或是他因欺压所得到的，或是人交付他的，或是人遗失他所捡到的东西，或是啊，他因什么起了假誓的，啊，就要如数啊来归还。另外呢，还要再加上五分之一。哎，在查出他有罪的日子，就要交还本主啊。这里提到的啊，就是啊，指着这些行事诡诈的人了哈。
Here refers to those who do evil things.
啊，他就要数上数千计的啊。
And they have to offer a guilt offering.
是这个数千计啊，就预表耶稣基督为我们流血啊。啊，要我们呢、啊、来追求完全成圣，来补足人在神面前呢、啊、一切所亏欠的。
So this guilt offering prefigures Christ shedding His blood for us in order for us to be perfectly holy.
人因为犯罪就亏欠了神的荣耀了。
And because men have sinned against God, so they are let down God's glory.
所以我们一个基督徒。有时候因为啊这个小罪嘛，这个小事嘛，啊犯了、啊、会让神的名受亵渎，会使教会啊遭人批评论断。你看这个教会怎么样？这个信徒，这个就是这个教会的信徒。
So you、啊、 You might not pay attention to the small sins that you commit, but other people, non-believers, might criticize you because of these things that you do.
虽然是小罪，不至于死。
Although these are small sins that will not lead to eternal death.
但是你已经亏欠了神的荣耀。
But then you have let down God's glory.
主耶稣到世上来，就是要补足我们对神所亏欠的一切的荣耀。
And Jesus came to this world to compensate the imperfections of men before God.
再看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
第二章十三节十四节。
Colossians 2, verse 13 to 14.Colossians 2, verse 13 to 14. Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1, verse 24.
第二章的十三节、十四节当然是指着耶稣基督在十字架上涂抹了我们律法上所写的有碍于我们的攻击我们的这些字句都借着十字架把它成全了，钉在十字架上了
Colossians chapter 2 verse 13 and 14 talks about the Christ crucified for us. That means crucifying all the laws that point out all our sins.
补足了我们在神面前一切的亏欠了
So that it compensates the imperfections before God.
那我们再看第一章的二十四节。
And we'll read chapter 1, verse 24. Colossians chapter 1, verse 24.
现在我为你们受苦倒觉得欢乐，因为为基督的身体，就是为了教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。这个保罗他说基督他在他为教会所受的苦是要补足基督在患难上所患的，在基督补完基督患难的亏欠，好像主耶稣所受的患难还不够，其实不是这个意思
It seems like Paul is saying that what Jesus Christ has suffered is still not enough. That's why he still have to suffer for the sake of the church.
也就是我们为了基督，所受的患难，我还要，也还要再受患难，为你们还要再受患难。
And because all the sufferings is still lacking, that's why Paul has to continue to suffer for them.
所以这个属千计就是要补足我们在神面前一切的亏欠
So this guilt offering is to compensate for the imperfections of men before God.
所以这个也教训我们每个信徒都应该要很严格的来对付罪恶。
And this is to teach us every believer we have to deal with our sins strictly.
不要忽略小罪。
We should not neglect all the small sins.
要竭力的来追求完全。
And we should pursue after perfection wholeheartedly.
就刚才我们休息的时候，这位弟兄他在讲到他对他的本来的教会有一点这个失望了说到教会去，在教会里面弟兄姐妹都在讲神的，讲圣经，一出了教会就不一样了，这讲的是车子钱子。
During the break, I talked with this brother who is disappointed with his church because all these people they perform differently within the church and outside the church.
谈论都是世界上的事。
Because outside the church, they talk about worldly things.
其实他的心都一直在归向世界去了。
And their minds are set on worldly things.
怎么能够去过属灵生活呢?
So how can they lead a spiritual life?
诶,我们常常忽略了,啊,这个小事。
We always,
是小罪,其实这个就是我们要献上的属天祭。
We always neglect all the small sins, but these are the sins that we have to make a guilt offering.
啊,主耶稣说,我们的义,如果不能胜过文士和法利赛人的义,我们断不能进神的国。
Jesus said that if our righteousness is no better than the righteousness of Pharisees, then we surely cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们常常说，圣经常常提到法利赛人是假冒为善，是自高自义。
The Bible always says that the Pharisees are arrogant and are self-righteous.
空有外表。
They only have the outer appearance.
但是我们如果连外表都没有，我们怎么能够胜过文士法利赛人的义呢？
But if we do not even have the outer appearance, how can we be better than the Pharisees?
雅各也告诉我们,
James also told us,
一点点小罪,
a small sin
会变成大罪,
can become a big sin.
我们看这个雅各书第二章,
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 2.
雅各书第二章的
The book of James, chapter 2.
这个第一章啊，第一章。
James, chapter 1.
这个十五节。
James, chapter 1, verse 15.
这里提到私欲啊，既然怀了胎，就会生出罪来。罪既长成，就生出死来，不要让一点点小罪存在我们心中。
Do not let a little sin be in your heart.
这好像私欲在我们心中怀胎呀。
Just like a desire conceiving in our heart.
胎是有生命的。
And a conceiving means life. Conceiving life means the life will grow.
这个胎到满足的日期，它就会生出来。
And when it's on time, this life will be born.
罪在人心中酝酿。
The sin is the same.
当罪这个满足的时候，罪生出死来了，你就有犯罪的事实出来了。
And when this sin was being born, then it's given birth to death.
所以主耶稣说。看见妇人动淫念的，就是犯奸淫。
So if you see a woman and you have sexual desires, then you have already sinned.
主耶稣说，恨人的就是杀人。
And if you hate someone, then you have actually killed him.
你为什么会犯奸淫？
Why would you commit adultery?
因为心中存着淫念。
Because you have sexual desires in your heart.
为什么会杀人?
Why do you kill a person?
因为你心中存着恨。
Because you have hatred in your heart.
这都好像一个私欲在你心中怀胎。
And these are all desires that conceive in your heart.
你没有赶快把它除掉，这个私欲怀胎会渐渐成长，会生出罪来。
And if you do not get rid of this desire, it will...grow and give birth to death.
本来只是一个意念。
Actually, it was only a desire.
它就会让变成犯罪的事实。
But later on, it will become a fact that you have committed a sin.
有了犯罪的事实，结局就是死。
And the consequence of this is death.
所以这个属天界啊，教导我们呢，不要忽略小罪，小罪就会酿成大罪。
So the guilt offering teaches us not to neglect all the small sins because this will lead to bigger sins.
要特别小心谨慎。
And we have to be careful and watchful.
我们应该竭力地追求完全。
And we have to pursue after perfection.
那这个属天祭的献法呢？其实啊，跟这个属罪祭啊，都差不多一样啊。
And the method of guilt offering is similar to that of sin offering.
比较不同的，就是说， 献属千祭啊，可以献斑鸠、雏鸽，还可以献这个细面。
And what is different is that in the guilt offering, you can offer turtle doves, pigeons, and fine flour.
这就刚才我们讲过了，就是要每一个人都有能力。